Welcome to In the Rafters podcast. I'm with your Boston Celtics. I am your host, Kellen McIntyre, and I'm here with Roger Stone.
Shibbity doobity doogity doogity. Let's get this boogity on, boys.
Oh my God.
Welcome
Oh
back.
God. Oh. Yeah, welcome
After
back.
a
2 weeks.
somewhat week off
Yeah,
because of
not
technical
really.
difficulties.
Shout out Skype for really pulling through. Not really. Yeah, not cool on the Skype. But it kind of gave us the idea of, if we should go bi-weekly for the summer.
Are we going by?
I think we might be going by.
Not a decision. It's not a choice.
Yeah, it just happened. It's who we are. But
That's okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
yeah, exactly. I mean,
To all
like,
my Seinfeld friends out there.
literally, the content really hasn't changed other than like basically just talking about like what there's like a little bit of news that's came out over the past week, but between that and the last episode, like we're basically talking about all the same stuff.
Yeah,
So,
hopefully in a more refined way.
yeah, last week we were a little tired, a little out of it, I think.
Wee!
We were a little lost, and we were kind of just winging it last week. I think we kind of have more to say, but this week we have better notes. Shout out you.
What you
But,
say?
well, before we get into any of it, remember to follow us on social media at In the Rafters Pod on the Twitter and the Instagram. We are now on the Overtime Heroics website. And are we on Sports Regime yet?
Not yet. It's in the
Not yet.
works.
In the
But
works
we are
still.
a proud member of the Rise Up podcast community as well.
Yeah, I was gonna tie that in if we were on the website, but we're getting there. We'll get there. But so yeah, it's off season. It's been a couple trades today. Nothing Celtics related. I didn't realize you could trade people at this time of the year.
Well, how do you think they trade draft picks?
Well, I thought it had to be like after the finals. Like then you could start doing it
Nah,
instead.
you can make money moves whenever you want to make money moves.
I was just like really surprised. Like I know the Nets made a move. That's like the only one I could think about.
Yeah, they traded away Allen Crabbe to the Hawks. It was a cap move to free up two max slots. Now Kyrie to the Nets is going crazy.
Yeah, it is.
As well
And
as
Woj.
KD to the Nets.
Yeah, Woj tweeted Kyrie Irving is serious about the Nets. Though, I mean, Woj's his run with the Boston tweets isn't exactly that great. Because throwback to when he tweeted about how much Al Horford didn't want to be in Boston moments before he was in Boston and got signed by Boston. Or traded, or I can't remember how he got him. But anyway.
I don't know.
It was a while ago, but
I've said this once, I'll say it again. Nobody really knows what Kyrie's gonna do.
yeah, he's just out here posting on Instagram, living his life right now.
Yeah, back on social media.
Know, it's quite kind of surprising. He's very like on and off with the social media.
I don't blame him though. Sometimes you just gotta go zero dark 30.
Yeah.
As LeBron would say.
Good. So yeah, I'm looking.
Except Kyrie actually does it. LeBron says, oh yeah, I'm gonna stay off social media, and then he'll still post on social media.
Wait, so
He
do we
can't get
really
enough of those.
find out who? Oh, Kyrie posted about, I think his wife, his girlfriend. I don't know.
Somebody.
It's weird seeing Kyrie be like
Happy. Smile.
real human. Not like
Enjoying himself.
not closed off or anything. Like it's just how like I only ever like really see him with the media or on the court. So he's either in like game mode or he's like talking to media, which he always messes with the media. So it's just weird to see him, like, with this girl, like,
happy,
being human, happy, enjoying life. I'm not, probably not in Boston.
Probably in New York. Actually, he was in New York either yesterday or today.
That's good. That's exactly what you need.
And Kevin Durant bought a house in New York, so maybe they're going to live together.
Maybe. They'll get houses right next to each other. So, yeah, not looking good. And that kind of leads us into what we're going to go for.
We're gonna cover some off-season stuff. We're going to start with a wish list for our Boston Celtics, what we hope happens this off-season.
Yep. Obviously.
Do we agree with the current things on the wish list?
I could add something. I do agree with those things.
I did add something on mine.
Is it who we talked about, who I mentioned shortly? He's a big man.
No.
He's a big Al.
Oh, yeah. Forget about him.
Yeah, that's Al.
That's not who I was talking about.
I'm going to throw it up now. First thing on the wish list, nice team-friendly deal from Big Al Horford would be nice. Makes room for Anthony Davis and clears up some money because Al Horford's on a fat contract. So it would be nice to, clear up some space. Get that. I don't know how much he would take in a pay cut, but team-friendly deal, Al Horford.
Any amount would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do not agree with the AD thing.
Yeah.
You just said free up money for AD.
Yeah.
I think if if Kyrie stays, then yes, pursue AD. But if Kyrie leaves, do not pursue Anthony Davis.
Yeah. He's not going to want to come here. We're going to have to, like, rebuild if Kyrie leaves. It's not going to be good.
I think we'll still be in a good position if Kyrie leaves.
We'll be in a good position, but I don't think we're, like... this offseason is just going to, like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Oh, nobody has any idea. The Knicks, Nets have two max slots. Lakers have one max slot and a fourth overall pick to trade away. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but a lot is going to happen.
I'm just, like, stressed out at the fact that, like, we... just haven't, like, there's just no, like, this is gonna happen. Like, I just don't feel comfortable right now. Like, the NBA is going to be very different next season. Very different. Like, the Warriors might not even be the same. So, I am very thrown off. I just don't know, like, who's going where, how the Celtics are gonna look. But we're just throwing out our wish lists and our predictions. So,
you know how the Celtics are gonna look?
How they're gonna look?
Well, it depends on where they are. But if they're at home, they're gonna be wearing white jerseys with green.
I knew you were gonna do this.
That's how they're gonna look.
Yeah.
Watch, they come out with new jerseys next year. Surprise.
Yeah, Nike can't do that. You know how shit it was when they had their first release of the jerseys. How impossible it was to get them.
And how much they ripped and...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Wasn't that LeBron's jersey that ripped in half?
Yeah, there were a lot of jerseys that ripped in half.
Yeah. Anyway, off-season wish list. So, after the Al Horford, one of the things on our wish list is that Kyrie stays. No. It's not looking good.
The big reason why I want him to stay is for the cap reasons. If we're going to get rid of him, at least get something for him. Because if he just walks, we don't have any money to play around with.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not crazy about keeping him, but I want him to come back at least
Great.
to.
He's got some unfinished business.
I'm not crazy about keeping him, and I'm not crazy about getting rid of him. I honestly have
Great.
no clue.
I'm so 50-50 on Kyrie right now. I don't even know what to say. Like, it's on my wish list, but like, I could see it going either way. I don't like at this point. I'm like, I don't care. It's just
'Cause
gonna happen.
he's such a talented player, but does he fit in the system? Like, can we thrive with Kyrie? And I honestly don't think so,
Yeah.
but I don't know. If he buys into the system,
Dan
yes.
Danny said he thinks he's staying. I'm like, this week has thrown me so many places. Like, there's been so many articles that came out about how Kyrie's going to the Nets, how like he has like a home in New York, or he's in New York. Katie has a home in New York. He's like, and then Danny Ainge in a press conference is like, yeah, like Kyrie's staying, basically. Like, so
Yeah,
I'm like,
I honestly don't
what?
know. Honestly don't
I'm
know.
so confused. Like, stay, please.
Yeah,
But like,
exactly.
yeah. Like, I don't know why. I get he like didn't do that great in the playoffs, but it's not like he was the main reason we lost.
Oh,
And
no,
like,
he played wonderful. He just had four bad games.
yeah. And then Danny in the interview said like Kyrie is not the only one to blame. Like, yes, he is. Has to take some of the blame, but it's a team, like team, the team itself gets the blame. He also said that he wouldn't want anyone else coaching than Brad Stevens, so, and
Yeah,
that
exactly.
this year is only going to make Brad Stevens a better coach.
Yeah, I mean,
Danny just knows how to, make me happy in a dark time.
just like his heart. The Celtics played their best basketball when they bought into Brad's system, as Aron Baynes said, but they didn't always buy into Brad's system, and I think that's a main part of Kyrie being on the team. He's an ISO player. So I just need to see that love, that jump into the system that we need
I
to
think
go to the NBA Finals.
Brad was too lenient with Kyrie and his system. Like, I don't think he tried to adapt Kyrie into a system as much as he should have, because I think he was too confident. I wouldn't say too confident, but he was just like expecting more out of Kyrie to be able to just do his own thing. I mean, like, in some games, yes, he did, but you can't expect that in every single game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want to put all the blame on Kyrie like everyone has been, because it's not all on him. I feel like this year has just been different for Brad, because Brad came into a team where like he molded the players that he got into his system.
Yeah.
Like, and they became successful because of his system. Like, I mean, Al Horford was good before he came here, but he fits very well into Brad's system. Would you say Kyrie is like the first player to come to Boston under Brad Stevens that was like a superstar and was really good before Brad's system? We're
Yeah.
not counting Gordon Hayward.
Yes. I was thinking about Isaiah Thomas, but he wasn't. He became a star in Boston.
Yeah. So like, I think that's honestly, it's been the struggle mainly for Brad and Kyrie, which I think it's like, over time. Like, I think if we have Kyrie for another season, either he's gonna blend more into the system or they're just gonna figure it out more. But this is all on if Kyrie stays, which it's on our wish list, but who knows?
I hope so, but I would have thought that throughout this whole season they would have figured it out by the end.
I
But they
don't
never
know.
did.
There were a lot of problems this year. I
Too
blame
many to
Terry.
count.
I
Yeah,
blame Terry.
that is also on our wish list. Get Terry Rozier out of here. I'm going to burn his socks when he leaves. Then I can watch my Celtics games peacefully again.
Yep. Terry, be gone. He basically talked himself out of Boston anyway, so.
Yeah, like, it's going to be very awkward if Kyrie does leave and he comes back.
Yeah. The locker room will be pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't basically name, said, like, yeah, he kind of, like, named, he kind of named off the whole team, though. That's the problem.
I think he was taking more of a shot at Kyrie.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So if Kyrie's gone, I think he could thrive, but.
That's fair. I don't know. I still don't think he should be what we want as a starting point guard. Like, not the caliber of a starting point guard that we should have on the Boston Celtics. But who knows?
Yeah, you know who we do need as a caliber, good caliber point guard.
Who's on that?
This team? That's Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Also on my wish list is bring Isaiah Thomas back.
It's not looking good. I don't know if he's been not? On his social media lately. He's been like training to be get into broadcasting.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't think much of it.
I don't know.
He wants to play. He loves playing.
I basketball. Know. But his, like, I don't. The fact that he's trained to become a broadcaster means that I think he's starting to accept that his injury is really, like, kind of ended his career. I don't know. I mean, he hasn't, like, confirmed or denied that he's playing again, but I don't know. I just think that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Would love to have IT back in Boston. I think the fans would go crazy. Everybody would be very happy to have him back as a backup. But
yeah, I don't think he's. It's like training for a job. I think it's almost like a school.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's still USC. Like
training. Yeah. I saw it. I just. I don't know how to feel about it.
Who the heck else is in that picture?
DJ Augustine. Justin Anderson. Sean Blair. Oh, you're looking at a different one. DJ Ford.
No,
this current player is in there. Okay, I guess.
I don't think he's done yet.
Yeah.
He definitely, after his career is done, he's going to become a broadcaster. He loves basketball a lot, so I can definitely see it. He's well-liked. But just bring Isaiah Thomas back to Boston.
Okay, this is completely unrelated, but I was on Instagram and this popped up. Do you know about the guy, Chris Brickley, the trainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so have you noticed a certain Celtics player who's been working out with him very recently, as in 2 days ago?
I'm assuming it's Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm. It's Jaylen Brown from downtown.
Yeehaw!
And if you're listening to this, you don't know who Chris Brickley is, he's basically the best trainer out there, like, who's not, like, for off-season workouts. Literally everybody goes to him. James Harden went to him, and now look at how the season went. D'Lo went to him. Look at how his season went. This is a much better off-season training than someone going to, like, Kobe, you know? I'm more comfortable with that.
Well, Jaylen Brown went to a NBA great last year as well.
Yeah,
he trained with T-Mac.
Oh, did he?
Would you rather train with T-Mac or Brickley?
I don't know. Right now, probably Brickley. I'm not gonna lie.
I'd rather train with T-Mac because he doesn't have the word brick in his name.
Bro.
Because if you have the word brick in your name, then you speak it into existence that you're going to brick the shot. So why would you go to a trainer with the word brick in his name? if you don't want to shoot bricks.
He's literally the best trainer out there. Like, it's...
I don't know. I think I've seen this CrossFit dude.
Yeah.
He looks like a nice trainer.
Basketball?
I don't know. He trains on something.
But I'm talking like specifically basketball here.
I was talking about trains.
Yeah, like Amtrak.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown should get with an Amtrak conductor and just, I don't know, talk.
Hoop. Instead of choo choo, it'll be hoop hoop.
It'll be chunk chunk.
Chunk chunk. Chunk.
Such a fun word to say.
Chunk.
Chunk. It's like when you shoot a basketball and it hits the back of the rim and bounces out. It just chunk.
Just chunk. It chunk. Instead of you back rimming it, you back chunk it.
You just chunk it.
You just chunk it.
Chunked that shot.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the off season wish list.
Yes.
For the Celtics.
So,
what
do you mean back to? I think we covered everything on the wish list.
No, we didn't. We missed one. Like literally the biggest one, other than Kyrie.
Anthony Davis, we already covered. I already did.
Why am I saying no?
I already covered that. I want him here if Kyrie stays, and if Kyrie leaves, then I don't want to rip up the youth for Anthony Davis. Yeah.
You're right. But like,
because then he would just be on Pelicans 2.0.
Yeah. You're right. All right. Well, that means we're getting into the off-season predictions.
We're going to predict what we think will happen in the off-season for the Celtics, because that's what that means.
Yeah.
Well, I have mine. You already know mine. I don't know yours.
Yeah,
you probably don't agree with mine.
I'm just going to let you go, and then I'll come up with mine.
All right. Should I just do it rapid fire, or should I expand?
No, go one, and then I'll go one.
Okay.
And expand.
So, I think Kyrie will be leaving this offseason. All rumors are pointing to that. Danny Ainge says he's not, but that's Danny Ainge. He's a troll, man. He lives under a bridge, has heart attacks from here and there. I just don't think... Okay. Kyrie said in the preseason, if you guys want me back, I'll come back. He probably thinks we don't want him back after those four games.
Yeah.
We ripped on him so much. I just think he's gone to probably New York. Not going to say, I'm not going to say Knicks or Nets, just New York. He's going to New York.
Yeah.
That's my guess. I don't want him to. I want him to stay in Boston. But if, I think he's leaving.
Okay. I'm just going to go with the bold one. I'm going to say that he stays.
Whoa! Did you have some spicy sauce for breakfast?
I did. I must have done that. I'm just going to be bold and optimistic because I just want him to stay. And my reasoning is I think that though he may sometimes, even though he said at one point, I don't owe anyone shit, I think to himself, he owes more to Boston, and he has a lot of unfinished business that he needs to get done. I mean, he literally said, like, in a Nike commercial, he wants to put his name in the rafters. That's, I mean, true. If that means he wants to come on the pod, come on the pod.
That'd be great.
But, like, I don't know. I think he has unfinished business. I think that Kyrie is the type of guy who, with the way he played in the playoffs, and like for the Celtics, which wasn't good in the last four games, I think that he will come back next year and show out in the playoffs, just to prove to himself maybe, I like just I don't know. I feel like it would hurt his legacy. And, like, if he left.
Do you think he cares about his legacy?
I feel like he kind of does. I mean, he made that whole thing about wanting his name in the Raptors. Raptors. So I think he kind of cares about his legacy. He talks about all the time about, like, how he wants to, like, kind of impress his dad, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think, like, legacy-wise, coming here for 2 years, not really doing anything in the playoffs, it's not very, like, it's not good on the legacy. So, that's my bold prediction. It's like Kyrie.
I do agree with your unfinished business statement, because I have said that before, that if they lost those four games and he did show out and it was the rest of the team that let the team down, then I think he would be gone.
Oh, I would 100% not be saying what I'm saying right now.
But because he didn't play well in those four games, he might come back. But I'm just going to, after all these new reports, I'm just going to say he leaves. Do I want him back? Yes. Do I hope he comes back? Yes. But my next prediction, and basically all my predictions are around Kyrie leaving. So the man, the myth, the legend, Terry Rozier comes back. I think if Kyrie leaves, Danny Ainge will match or offer Terry Rozier a contract. We need a point guard. We need a guy that knows the system, can play well in the system. He showed that the year before in the postseason. I don't know. I just think Terry will be back, and then I can't watch a Celtics game for a few years.
I completely disagree with this one. Terry Rozier, fuck out of here. Not only do I not want to see him in the Boston jersey again, I don't even want to think about Danny re-signing him after all the crap he went and said on, like, SportsCenter. It was on ESPN. It was First Take and, like, another show. I don't know. He can get out of here. I think Terry's gone. Boston doesn't want him. The fans don't want him.
I'm not saying I want him. I'm just saying I think if Kyrie leaves, Danny's going to go to Terry.
Is there no other point guard in free agency that's going to be a free agent?
Well, you got to look at Danny's point of view. Terry knows the system.
We got Brad Wanamaker. He knows that system.
I'm pretty sure he's a free agent, and he's probably going to go into the EuroLeague. Shane Larkin.
Max, contract him now. Brad Wanamaker.
Kemba, if we had the money.
Please.
We don't have the money.
We don't.
We have $0.
Yeah. Hey. We have the draft.
So I guess we'll move on to my next prediction, also building off the Kyrie leaving.
Yeah.
And maybe even if... Yeah, no, definitely if Kyrie leaves. I say Anthony Davis does not go here, and I'll throw out a team that I think he does go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not strongly believing in this. That's why I didn't put it in the notes. But I'm going to say Lakers. I think with the fourth overall pick, they have a lot to bargain now. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks also have a nice package. Nice hairy package.
Stop.
But I think the Lakers have the better youth players. The Knicks have the better pick with the number three. But I think the Lakers have Ingram. I don't think they want to get rid of Lonzo Ball now that they signed Jason Kidd. Kuzma. They would be stupid to give up Kuzma. No, they just have the better younger players to offer to the Pelicans. And they have... Yeah. A bit of a different front office now. So I'm saying Anthony Davis must not come to the Celtics.
I actually, I'm gonna have to agree with you on this one. More even if Kyrie stays, I don't think that we would be willing to give enough of what the Pelicans are gonna want. Because Pelicans have a good front office. They're smart as well. Yeah, they're smart as well. So this means Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown are probably going to have to be involved in that trade. And I don't know if Danny is willing to move those pieces. Personally, I wouldn't.
Yeah, if I'm Danny, I'm not.
Yeah. And then there's comes down to the, do we want a one-year rental?
Possible one-year rental.
Possible one-year rental. And also, does he even want to come here? I mean, after all the crap that went down this past year, like, it would take some solid convincing to lure someone big here. I mean, the way that the locker room went to shit this year.
He said he did. Not that he would even have a choice.
Yeah.
For the first year.
He's been spewing crap all year, so I don't really know.
There's been crap everywhere. It's Anthony just a Davis, load of bullcrap all over the NBA.
I can't even remember what the shirt that he wore said, but he was like, that's Yeah, he was like, I don't pick my wardrobe. Like, shut the fuck
up. You see the shirt you're putting on. Yeah. You know what you're putting on.
Yeah, so that's why I don't believe anything he says. yeah, so we actually agree on that one.
Yes, and as you said, I think they're going to build around the youth. There's been reports that Danny Ainge has been looking at deals to build around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Another reason why I do think Kyrie is leaving. But I don't know. And yeah, I'm fine with no AD, honestly. If it means gutting our whole youth, dang.
Yeah, not worth it.
Keep him out of here.
Yeah, shit out of here.
I mean, he's good, but you can't give up your future for this.
Exactly.
Not even a guarantee of a championship.
Yeah. So I also agree with the fact that we do try to build around the youth. Even if Kyrie stays, I think, like, for the future, I think if Kyrie stays, every move we make following the Kyrie staying is not building around him. Yeah. I think you build around what Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Even if Kyrie stays, like, it's not guaranteed how long he will be around. Because if we have another mess of a year, he'll probably want to trade or something. Which I'd be fine if we kept him and then traded him.
Yes, as long as we get something for him.
Instead of just letting him walk. Because, I mean, that's such a flop of a move.
If he just walks. We don't even get cap room for it.
Yeah, we don't get anything for him. Like, we basically robbed the Cleveland Cavaliers. And now it's turning into, like, a pretty even deal. we didn't really get shit out of Kyrie. I mean, we've gotten, like, good regular season performances. Playoffs with an injury, and then playoffs where he sucked four straight games and we didn't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. So we didn't really get much out of Kyrie, and if he walks, this trade looks quite even. The Brooklyn Nets, all of us robbing them, doesn't even look like we robbed them as much anymore if we flop that. If Kyrie walks. I mean, we got Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I was going to say. But they have nothing to show for it anymore. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce both retired.
Right. But no, I'm saying, like, it just, like, went going into the year that we drafted Jason Tatum. Like, we were still like, ha ha ha, Brooklyn Nets, ha ha ha. But now it's like, wasn't one of the Nets picks involved in the Kyrie?
Yeah, the Cavaliers drafted Colin Sexton with that pick. And he's not that good.
I thought I was supposed to agree.
He's good offensively, but defensively, he's the worst ranked in the league.
So, he's Kyrie Irving.
No, he's like Isaiah Thomas.
Ah. So, you're telling me we should have drafted him? That's what I heard.
Speaking of drafting, I think we should get right into the draft talks.
The
draft is soon.
It is.
Draft is in 13 days.
Yeah, you.
Wait, does that mean we record on draft night?
Do we?
Yeah, it does.
Holy shit.
June 20th. I'm pretty sure draft night is June 20th.
Yeah, it is. It is. We record. I didn't even see that. Yeah.
When does it start?
Probably 8. Let me look it up.
I guarantee it's 8. Because everything has to start late these days.
So it'll probably start at 9.
Yeah, basically. And it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. It'll take especially with Celtics.
How should we record this? Like, should we do it live? That would be tough.
Maybe. I mean, we could, like... We have
2 weeks to
decide. Yeah, we have 2 weeks to
work. Because we're going by.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So we have the 14th, 20th, and 22nd picks.
Yes, we do.
Unless Danny Ainge decides to get a little drunk and tipsy and goes crazy, we should have those 3 picks going into the draft. I wouldn't mind moving up as long as it only takes like two of the picks, not all 3.
Yeah.
But I looked at a few prospects that either were projected to take, have been projected to take, would like to take. The last one is the would like to take. But first we'll start out with a guy that was rumored to go to us. He's now rumored to go either after us or before us, depending on which mock draft you're looking at. I mostly used NBA draft.net or something like that to do these.
Yeah.
It's PJ Washington. He's a 6'8 power forward from Kentucky. We need the size. We need power forward, basically.
Yeah.
NBA comparison. Carl Landry. No, I'm just kidding. It's Carl Landry, man. Do you know who Carl Landry is? Do you have any idea who Carl Landry is?
No.
You don't know who the heck Carl Landry is? You don't know who Carl Christopher Landry is? Born September
19, 1983. Should I? I feel like I'm missing something here.
No, you aren't. I was just saying that. Who Carl Landry was.
I really don't. All right, he made the NBA All-Rookie Second Team. He's currently playing in Hiroshima.
Yay. Granted, he is 35.
Was a 31st overall pick in the second round. Never mind.
But anyway, PJ Washington, he's strong, long, likes to play ping pong, you know.
What?
He's skilled offensively, but he is small for a power forward. And which it's funny they said he's small for a power forward. Granted, the next two guys are also power forwards and the same size, and they never said anything about them being small.
Yeah. Maybe he's not like
less
buff enough.
Yeah, he might weigh a little bit less. I didn't look into the weight.
He may not be jelly.
But he needs to be more consistent with his shot as well, which shows because he, last year, or this year, I guess you could say, he shot 52% from the field, put up 15.2 points per game, 1.2 blocks, 1.2 assists, and 7.5 rebounds. Not bad from a power forward, but out of the next few guys we're looking at, not great.
Yeah, some Brad Stevens brainwashing would get that 1.2 blocks per game up.
That's true.
At Bobby. Look at Bobby blocks.
Actually, you'll be very proud of a guy that we're rumored to take with the 20th pick.
Oh my god! Soon. Oh yeah. I will. Well, I'll let you continue.
All right. Next, this guy was projected to go earlier than the 14th, and I guess he's kind of falling now because he's being projected more and more to be taken by us. It's Ryu Hachimura from Japan, but he did play in Gonzaga. Gonzaga was the number one seed, y'all, in the Final Four.
Are they? How'd they do?
They didn't do well.
Imagine taking them in your bracket.
God. Who did I take? UNC, that's right. Rest in peace. Okay, so he's also 6'8 and a power forward, again, from Gonzaga. You know, you want to know who the NBA comparison for him is? him is?
Who's that?
Okay. I always pronounce this guy's name differently than it's spelled, so I'm going to pronounce it the way it's spelled, and then I'll pronounce it the way I've always pronounced it. But it's Anton Jameson, but I've always pronounced it Antoine Jameson. Used to play on the Lakers. I vaguely remember him, actually.
Okay, I didn't realize it wasn't Antoine until you just said that. I've been reading Antoine the whole time. Well, he was a two-time NBA All-Star. He was a sixth man of the year and made the All-Rookie second team.
Wow, so, you got some big shoes to fill, Ryu.
Yeah.
But anyway, some notes on Ryu, or Ru, I don't know how to pronounce it. He's athletic and a smart decision maker, which is something we need on this Celtics team. Someone that knows how to calm things down, take a second, take a breather. Don't just pull up from three.
Yeah, with none of that chonk.
Seconds on the, yeah, none of that chonkness up in here. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Let me just
chonk it up.
Whoops. Throw it up. He is a great shooter, though, so maybe he can do that. You know, 20 seconds on the shot clock, just throw it up, make it.
Yeah, his points average is nice.
His Southwest average?
His points average?
You see, he might have some good Southwest air miles, but you never know. See, he might be more of an American Airlines kind of guy, or like Japan Airlines, because he's from Japan.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. You said his Southwest minus was good.
No, I didn't. I said none of those things.
But some notes, some negatives. He does need to get better at getting a shot for himself, like getting open.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah.
Work with Jalen. No, sorry. Jason. Jason
has the one-on-one.
Yeah. Him and Kobe really kill that.
Yeah. Stupid Kobe.
Yeah, he's like, all right, every time you shoot the ball, doesn't matter if there's five guys in your face, just yell Kobe and it'll go in.
Do you have a wide open lane to the basket? Well, pull up from mid-range. It'll go in. I'm sure of it.
That sounded like one of those commercials that starts off with, like, do you have this?
Like our ad.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about the ad read. Oh, God.
Anyway.
I can't wait to put that in.
Ruby. I'm just going to call him Hatchyman. Hatchyman averages 19.7 points per game this year, 6.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and he shot almost 60% from the field. It's not
kinda good.
Not bad. Good. Like a little bit more rebounds per game for his position, power forward.
Yeah.
But his points are very good. Very good in the point range. I would say that's very good. Next up, we get this guy popped up out of nowhere. We're rumored to take him with the 20th. We'll see what Danny does, but Another Gonzaga man, Brandon Clark. He's another 6'8 man.
Yeah.
Can play either the power forward or the center. You know, he's a very versatile dude.
Oh my God.
Kind of small for a center, though, 6'8.
Yeah.
His NBA comparison is Jordan Bell. You should know him.
Of the Warriors?
Yes, on the Warriors. Hopefully he has the championship pedigree of Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
And when I was reading his notes, definitely seemed like Jordan Bell. Basically, what he's known for is getting up and getting up fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's a strong finisher, explosive. He's bouncy,
which
explains a lot because he is definitely kinky in the bed with his numbers. He is also a great defender, but he's not big or strong for his position. You know, you're a center and you're 6'8". Come on, bro. Get on the stretcher.
Yeah.
But he does average 16.9. That's a 6.9 in there. Points per game. 3.2 blocks per game. That is insane. We already have Robert Williams, so I don't know if we need this guy.
Could you imagine him and Bobby Box on the floor at the same time?
He does.
Could you imagine the Red Claws next year?
Basically. He does also average a steal a game. So he is a great defender.
Yeah.
8.6 rebounds per game. And he shoots 69% from the field. 69.
You know what that is? You know what that is?
Chalk. Nice.
Oh, I went with the chalk.
Nice. It's a nice chalk. Chalk.
Anyway, we got one more guy on our draft radar. This guy's very risky. But if he falls to like the 20th or the 22nd, it'd be great. High reward, though. Is the skyscraper Bol Bol? I mean, come on. The guy's name sounds like Bol Bol. He's a basketball player, boys.
Is everything for you coming to the person's name? That's how you decide if they're good or not.
Yes. Bol Bol, Bol Bol, Bol Bol. Bam. You're a basketball player. Let alone
you know,
he's 7'2 as well. Definitely.
You know what could be a problem with him on the court? Say you're like Kyrie. You're trying to direct, like, so Marcus Smart has the ball. You're trying to direct where Bol, you want Bol to go. So you're like, Bol! Bol! And you're trying to get his attention. And then Marcus Smart just chucks the ball out of his face. And it hits Kyrie. And then Kyrie leaves.
Oh, well.
High risk. Yeah,
Bol Bol. All right, we need size.
Yeah.
And Bol Bol is there to fix this problem. Because we always get out-rebounded every game. Second chance points give me aneurysms. I thought I was going to have a heart attack before Danny Ainge did.
So we
need Bol Bol.
That took me a minute.
We need Bol Bol.
Oh, my
God. He is taller than...
You did not just...
I'll never. But listen. This boy is 7'2". He's 7'2", and he shoots 52% from beyond the arc. This boy has range, but this is why he's a high risk. He's had a lot of injuries. He did have a stress fracture in his left foot this year. He had two screws inserted in that. He also had a, I think it's a pelvic graft.
Ooh. Those damn Oregon girls. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, man.
Never mind.
There are no girls in Oregon. Actually, those two softball girls.
What?
The dancing ones.
I have no idea.
Mm.
Anyway,
he averages 21 points. He averaged 21 points a game, I think, this year. I'm pretty sure it was this year. 9.6 rebounds and 2.7 blocks. We definitely need that size, and I think Bol Bol can help. He is a bit thin. Might be able
to... Yeah, he's not really strong.
Around.
He'd get bodied. That's my one worry. That's like my biggest concern about him. Not even the injury, is the fact that like he would get bodied in the paint.
Just put him in with Baines. He'd be all set.
Yeah. Good old Aaron. The goat himself. The man, the myth, the legend.
Hopefully you draft at least one of these players, because I like all of them. If there's one I have to like the least, it's PJ Washington.
Yeah.
If there's one I have to like the most,
Ruby.
Honestly, I would say, as much as I want to say Bol Bol,
it's Ruby. It's got to be Ruby. Or is it Brandon?
Well, those are the only other two options.
I know. That's what I'm trying to like get an answer out of you.
I don't know. You see, I love Brandon because he's great in bed. He's got that 69 going. Yeah, and he does have the bounce. Yeah, I'm going to go Rui because Brandon Clark, I mean, if your NBA comparison is Jordan Bell, there's not much of a ceiling there. Yeah. But if your NBA comparison is Antoine Jameson, then you know you're gonna thrive.
Obviously.
Hopefully he falls to us, though.
Yeah.
I still don't think he...
You know what we should have done this year?
Won the championship?
Tanked for Zion.
We should have. We could still trade for him. Aaron Baines
whoa,
for the first
whoa,
pick.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Untouchable. Untouchable.
Okay, that's true. Daniel Tice.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
I keep forgetting he's on the team.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Tice, what else are we getting for the like the first round is clearly not enough.
Anthony Davis as well.
Yeah. They might want to throw in like another like draft pick or two in there just to make it fair. You really got to get the value out of Daniel Tice if we're really gonna give him up for that.
Maybe throw in like 2 third-round picks.
What then? Yeah, throw in 2/3.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2/3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a 4th.
Yeah.
I guess 20th, obviously.
Yeah.
20th-round pick.
Saints, are we getting the Saints to throw in some picks to the Patriots? Is that what we're doing?
Get the refs to throw some flags.
Don't say the word referee right now. I will get heated. That Bruins game is painful.
Let's not talk about it.
I just want to say that the refs basically. Refs and six.
It was egregious. Straight. Borderline egregious.
Have you seen the trip? Seen it?
I've seen the trip. Wait, to where? Like New York or Indonesia?
What should have been called a trip, but it wasn't called that.
What was it called? Like an excursion?
No, they just didn't call anything because St. Louis scored.
Oh, they didn't end up going on the trip to St. Louis?
No, they didn't.
So St. Louis was like, yeah, score. We don't have to deal with them.
Yeah. People were really calling it a dive. And it's all St. Louis fans, that's why.
Is Michael Phelps swimming again?
What?
Honestly, when Michael Phelps was swimming, life was good. Life was good then.
Yeah. Is it not now?
Swim again. No, look at the Celtics.
You're right.
Well, I think that, you know, caps off our wonderful, amazing off-season number one episode. Well, number 1.5. Number 1.5.
Well, of the offseason?
Yes.
You said, okay. I was like completely spaced out. I'm sorry.
Because the 0.5 did not make it through Skype.
Yeah, hopefully this does.
Oh boy, that would be awful.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the bi-weekly is going to be nice.
Yeah, it's so going to be a lot of random crap. A lot of random stock. A lot of random talk. It's probably going to be the most, like, straightforward. One of the more straightforward episodes we've done.
Hey, there's a lot of movies coming out. You're right. Lion King, baby.
Aladdin.
Did you really just say Aladdin?
It's coming out. I don't know. You said movies that I know it doesn't look good. God,
who the heck says Aladdin? What kind of movie connoisseur are you?
Not a connoisseur. Look, all I'm looking forward to is the Spider-Man movie. So.
Spider-Man. Lion King, baby. And then It too.
Yeah.
And Toy Story 4. It's coming out very soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yes. Give me... I get a Woody just thinking about Woody.
Did it take you to infinity and beyond?
I think that's it.
Soon. Nah, I'm all worked up now. Now we're going to find it. There's a new Men in Black movie, but I don't know how to feel about it.
No.
Toy Story 4, June 21st.
Yeah. Quick trash or pass on the movies coming up. Toy Story 4, pass.
You said pass?
Pass.
Oh, yeah. Pass. Trash or pass? Pass, trash. Yeah. Pass. I'm just gonna like name ones as I scroll through this list. Spider-Man, Far From Home.
Trash.
Pass. Get out of here with that.
I'm not a big Marvel fan.
Clearly. The Adam Sandler and Jen movie on Netflix. Trash or pass?
I haven't really heard much about it. So I'll give it a pass, because they've made movies before that have been good.
I'll give it a pass. It doesn't look that bad. The Lion King?
Pass. Pass. Very big pass.
Aladdin?
Trash.
Yeah, trash. The Secret Life of Pets 2?
Pass. Big pass.
I haven't seen...
Loved the first one.
I can't remember if I saw the first one or not.
Might still be on Netflix.
Alright, I'll have to check it out. The Godzilla King of Monsters.
Big pass. Really want to see it. Millie Bobby Brown is in it. Really want to see it. It's already out.
Huge trash. It looks atrocious.
Oh, it looks so good.
It looks horrible. It looks like one of the dumbest movies.
I haven't seen a single trailer for it, but I know Millie Bobby Brown is in it. So I need... I stand my queen.
I feel bad for her that she's in this movie, because it looks so stupid.
I gotta go see it.
Rocketman.
Pass. Big pass.
Big pass. I really want to see it. I never saw the Queen one.
Me neither. Hoping Netflix picks that up soon.
Me too. Have you heard about Brightburn?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's like a scary
one. Trash. Yeah, I'm going with trash.
I'm going to go pass.
Really? The trailer looks so stupid, though. It doesn't even look scary.
While you look at more movies, I'm going to watch the trailer real quick.
Okay. A Dog's Journey.
Pass. I feel like I've seen the trailer for that one.
It's a dog movie. Pass.
Yeah, pass. What's it about again?
A Dog's Journey. Let me...
Wow, that's...
Details. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Bailey is living the good life on the Michigan farm of his boy, Ethan, and Ethan's wife, Hannah.
Doesn't he even die?
Ethan and Hannah's baby granddaughter, CJ. The problem is that CJ's mom, Gloria, decides to take CJ away. As Bailey's soul prepares to leave this life for a new one, he makes a promise to Ethan to find CJ and protect her at any cost. Thus begins Bailey's adventure through many lives filled with love, friendship, and devotion. That's that. Dumbo movie.
So very big pass for the dog's journey. Dumbo movie, I'm going to go trash. I haven't been a big Dumbo fan.
Me either. I feel that. I'm going to trash. I think I run out of like current movies. I feel like I'm missing one. Like a big one. That X-Men movie. Trash. Does not look good.
Very big trash.
I haven't heard
anything good at all.
I haven't heard a single good thing about it either. It looks so corny. Like for a superhero movie. Yo, what about that movie Shaft? Have you heard about it?
Shaft?
Yeah, like the one with Samuel Jackson. It looks kind of funny. I'm going to give it a pass just because I want to see it because it looks funny. Who's it directed by? Tim Story. Shaft. That looks funny.
Shaft. I'm going to give it, I don't know. Because I honestly, I might have heard of it. No, I definitely have not seen or heard about this. Oh, Pet Sematary came out recently.
I'm going to pass. I'm trashing that.
I'm trashing that. Very big pass.
I thought it hurt. I heard it wasn't good.
It might not be. He, I should know his name. Stephen King doesn't like a lot of the movies that they make about his books.
Huh. Why does he let them?
I don't know. But he said he really likes. He's loved what they've done with the movies.
But anyway,
I think that's it.
I think that about wraps it up. Yeah, don't forget to follow us on social media. Hopefully there's some interesting Celtics news over the next 2 weeks, so we have more exciting content. I mean, obviously there's the draft, and that'll be our next episode. Will be draft. But yeah, that's it about it. We out.
Life. I don't know. It's all right. I've been dealing with some things like every human being and really didn't sleep much last night. I'm sorry. That's fine. I just think I need a little me time. I just think I need a little free time. A little break from the shows and the bus rides. Yeah. Last year I had a breakdown. Thoughts telling me I'm lost, getting too loud. Had to see a therapist and I found out something funny's going on up in my house. Yeah, started thinking maybe I should move out. You know, pack my car, take a new route. Clean up my yard, get the noose out. Hang up my heart, let it air out. I've been searching. What does that mean, Nate? I've been learning. Grabbing my keepsakes, leaving my burdens. Well, I brought a few with me. I'm not perfect. Looking at the view like this concerns me. Picking up the cues, right? I'm quite nervous. Hating when I lose sight. Life gets blurry and things might hurt me. It's probably gonna be a long journey, but it's worth it though. Cold world out there, kids. Grab your coat. Spend a minute, I know. Now I'm back to wrong. Looking for the antidote to crack the code. Pretty vivid, I admit it. I'm in classic mode. Don't need pity given to me, but I can't condone. Talking down to me, I'ma have to crack your nose for cracking jokes. I'm looking for the map to hope. You see me? Been making a whole lot of changes. Wrote a song about that, you should play it. I get scared when I walk on these stages. I look at the crowd and see so many faces. Yeah, that's when I start to get anxious. That's when my thoughts can be dangerous. That's when I put on my makeup and drown in self-hatred. Forget what I'm saying and where the beat go? Oh, ain't that something? Drums came in, you ain't see that coming. Hands on my head, can't tell me nothing. Got a taste of the fame, it upon my stomach. Throw it back up like I don't want it. Wipe my face, clean up my vomit. OCD trying to push my buttons. I said don't touch it. Now y'all done it. I can be critical, never typical. Intricate with every syllable, I'm a criminal. Intimate but never political, pretty visual. Even if you hate it, I make it feel like you're in it though. You call me what you want, but never call me forgettable. Leave you deep in doubt, I can never swim in the kiddie pool. Waited, I've been thinking the cinematic is beautiful. Man, I don't know if I'm making movies or music videos. Yeah, the sales can rise, doesn't mean much though when your health declines. See, we've all got something that we trapped inside that we try to suffocate, you know, hoping it dies. Try to hold it underwater, but it always survives. And it comes up out of nowhere like an evil surprise. Then it hovers over you to tell you millions of lies. You don't relate to that? Must not be as crazy as I am. The point I'm making is the mind is a powerful place. And what you feed it can affect you in a powerful way. It's pretty cool, right? Yeah, but it's not always safe. Just hang with me. This will only take take a moment, okay? Just think about it for a second. If you look at your face, every day when you get up and think you'll never be great, you'll never be great. Not because you're not, but the hate will always find a way to cut you up and murder your faith. I've been developing, take a look at the benefits. Nothing to meddle with, I can never be delicate. My even relevant, that depends how you measure it. Take a measurement to back it up and give me the evidence. Pretty evident, dependable, can never be tentative. I'm a gentleman, depending on if I think you're genuine. Pretty elegant, but not afraid to tell you to get a grip. Proper etiquette, I keep it to myself when I celebrate. It's that time again, better grab your balloons and invite your friends. Seatbelts back on, yeah, strap them in. Look at me, everybody, I'm smiling big. On a road right now that I can't predict. Tell me tone that down, but I can't resist. Y'all know that sound, better raise your fist. The search begins, I'm back, so enjoy the trip.